The host was brushing him off with heavy, frantic apologies. The host took a second to gesture impatiently at the second technician, and only then did the hovering man go in and get the projector and wheel it out. Managing to hang back and seem offended, Schleem at last got the room empty, and, without the concerned host remarking it, closed and locked the door. Schleem even pretended to limp a bit. He told the host not to mind, and he went to join the others. In the hospital, Dr. Allen and a nurse were getting the Chinese technician out of his jacket. They did it very delicately. Dr. Allen took the padded sleeve and, without touching it, cut it off the jacket and let it fall into a wide-mouthed jar. Drops of poison were visible on the cloth, oozing back up out of the padding. Dr. Allen looked at the arm. In cyclo, he said,
"Not a scratch, but a good thing we put the leather lining in. That was a brave thing to do, Chung Wan."
The chief ignored his compliment. He threw down a thin knife and a small blast gun.
"He had the knife in the back of his neck and the gun in his boot. I thought we might as well have them, too."
"Are you sure he might not have had something else?"
said Dr. Allen.
"I don't want to patch up any more holes in Johnny than I have to."
"Nothing else,"
said Chong Wan.
"Unless he bats somebody over the head with that scepter."
"I'm sure Johnny can duck that if it comes to a fight. This Lord Schleem is a very dangerous creature."
He gestured toward the jar which held the sleeve.
"Nurse, add that to our collection so we can develop some anti-venin for it."